things are going. And aren't you ready to show the way you feel? Hey, America, now open up your eyes. Are you gonna just watch this nation die?
Let's get into faith. Let's walk upright and fear Yahweh and return unto Him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We're going to give you some astounding information tonight on how that Saturday became, in the Gregorian calendar, the seventh day. You're going to be amazed that an ancient time that the Israelites worshipped on Saturday. But listen to the scripture now. We're going to do word search. It's very, very important. But you have borne the tabernacle of your God, Moloch, and Chion, your image, the star of your God, which you made for yourselves. Now that's in the book of Amos, in chapter 5 and verse 26. Now, I want you to go there and mark it and look at it and then come back real quick, because we're going to do a word search on the word Chion, your God. You have borne the image, the star of your God. Now, we're going to talk about that star. It is a planet in the heavens, and it's registered on a certain day of the Gregorian calendar. And you are going to be astounded how Satan has deceived by placing this star, this image, into your mind, this date for you to worship as the Jews' holy Sabbath. Now, let me spell the word for you before we do a word search, and then you can take notes and listen to the message tonight, because you won't have time to go to an in-depth as you listen along to Pastor Buddy tonight. But I'll spell this for you so that you can do your own word search in your Strong's. C-H-I-U-N. Chun. It's pronounced Hiyun in Hebrew. It's a word for Saturn. Amos is crying out to Israel that they're worshiping a star god that they are making for themselves, and that they would turn to apostasy, rejecting Yahweh's times. When will the Sabbath be gone? Amos 8 and 5. This is why that Amos pinned it down in 8 and 5, because in 5:26, they'd already gone astray. Now, here's a confirmation in the mouth of two or three witnesses. In the book of Acts, in chapter 7, verse 43, Stephen, when he was being stoned to death, the same message got him stoned to death. And no wonder that we're hated today and despised when we bring up, uproot people's tradition and do word searches and prove that the day that is in the Gregorian calendar, Saturn Day, Saturday, is the god of Moloch and the image of Hiyun, your images to the star of your God. Did you know the Bible said that he gave them up to worship the host of heaven? Thor's day. Tubin Tuesday. I'll tell you what, folks. We are so gullible. Acts 7:43, Stephen quotes Amos. And in the King James, it's translated as Rephan, R-E-M-P-H-A-N, which is the Greek for Saturn. If you don't believe it, look that word up in Greek. Saturday is only a day found on the pagan seven-day planetary week. Saturday was the first day, not the seventh, of the pagan calendar week from at least 800, get this now, 800 B.C., it was the first day. The Father's calendar is found only in the sun and the moon, the two great lights, not in the planets. And therefore, the Bible said he gave them up to worship the host of heaven. Now, Saturn Day, or Saturn's Day, because Saturn and Satyr are both linked to the same false worship system, and it became the favorite day of the Gregorian that the Jews, who claim to be, I know them that say they are Jews and are not, but are liars. This word study with your concordance will bring you to realize the same thing that Isaiah realized in 13:21. Now listen to what he said. I'm quoting. But wild beasts of the desert shall lie there, and their houses shall be full of doleful creatures. Now, beast, wild beast. And I saw a beast rise up out of the sea. And this beast covered many waters of the worship of the planetary heavens, Saturn day, sun day. And owls shall dwell there, and satyrs shall dance there. That same word satyrs right there is the wild beast of the desert shall also meet with the wild beast of the island. And the satyr shall cry to his fellow, and the screech owl shall also rest there, and shall find herself a place of rest. Isaiah 34:14. In both cases, now, here's what I want to prove to you. I've quoted you Isaiah 13:21 and Isaiah 34:14, and Satyr, S-A-T-Y-R, Satyr, in both cases, the Hebrew word is translated as Satyr, is Strong's number, 81-63. Now, write that one down. I want you to do your word search. I'm going to run through this fast. And so you just hit that number for Satyr. Let me spell it again. S-A-T-Y-R of Isaiah 13:21 and Isaiah 34:14. That is Strong's number. H, that's Hebrew. That's for Hebrew. Go to your Hebrew concordance. 81:63. Now, if you're getting adrift here, Yahweh stopped Israel's Saturday observance early on, 800 years before Christ came. Speaking to Israel after their deliverance from Egypt, Yahweh said, "And you shall no more offer your sacrifices unto devils, after whom they have gone a-whoring. This shall be a statue forever unto you throughout your generations." Leviticus chapter 17, verse 7. Now notice the word for devils. "And they shall no more offer," 38:08, 57:50, "no more offer," 20:76, "their sacrifices," 20:77, "unto devils," 81:63. I'm giving you the Strong's accounts now. After 3:10, "whom," 8:34, "they," 1992, "have gone a-whoring," 2181. This 2063 shall be a 1961 statue, 2708 forever, 5769, unto them throughout your generation, 1755. The same word, Hebrews 8163, Satrus, and that's the offering to the devils on Saturday. Amazing. They were worshiping the planet Saturn. Why? Well, we'll show you just in a minute. Now, there's a key behind this, a mystery element of someone that provoked them. Here it's displaying devils. And I'll give you the strong numbers for those that went a-whoring after these devils. And in Jeroboam and his sons were later cursed for leading Israel back into idolatry in 2 Chronicles 11:15 when it says, he, Jeroboam, ordained 5975 him priest for the high places and for the devils. Again, 8163. And for calves, 5695, the great god in the constellation of Taurus, the bull, which he made. Same word, again, H8163, Satrus, or Saturn. In the Greek word, Rheophon, as Stephen was preaching to them, and it cut them to their heart. Jeroboam brought back what Yahweh had condemned and removed from Israel in Leviticus 17, and nearly every time Jeroboam's name is mentioned, thereafter it is prefaced or followed by the statement, who has made his people, Yahweh's, to sin. Amos reminded Israel of the Saturday idolatry that Stephen repeated, and it got him killed. Well, I know a few Seventh-day Adventists would like to hear me shut up on this subject. But ladies and gentlemen, be honest with yourself. I'm not preaching to antagonize you. I'm not preaching it to condemn you. I'm preaching it for you to come out of her. You thought you'd come out when you jumped out of the frying pan and got in the fire. You left Sunday and got into Saturday, but you just went right back to the sin of Jeroboam. Strong's number, 8163, is the same word of 8163, which is Saturn. And you worshiped Saturn, 8163. And that's what Jeroboam wrote, led him back to. Do your word search on this. It's amazing. It got him killed. He preached this to him. And they stoned him to death. You know, some people are pretty touchy about these things. Isn't it strange? Saturday is idolatry. Are you willing to follow the trail of the root word search? And it's going to get more interesting than that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to show you that the devil himself is the one that provoked them, the devils, the fallen angels, gave them up to worship the host of heaven and the planets. Notice this. Strong's number, 8163, Satrus, called Saturday worship, is not the seventh day of the week until 321 A.D., it never was Saturday. Oh, but it's been Saturday forever, Pastor Buddy. Well, listen to this. When Rome adopted the pagan seven-day planetary week, Saturday was the first day of this seven-day week cycle for its entire history during the time that Scripture was being written. And it wasn't promoted as the seventh day, Saturday, until Constantine brought in the worship of the day of the sun, supplanting Saturn day as the first day of the week. And so that's how that the Seventh-day Adventists are saying, and rightfully so, that the Catholic Church changed on Saturn day to the first day of the week, which was a Sunday. And yet, this 8163 is the word Saturn. That's why it's called Saturn Day. Constantine supplanted Saturday as the first day of the week, moving Saturday back to the seventh day, where that the sun day could be brought in as a worship or a focus of worship. Now, if you look at some of the evidence of a clay tablet calendar from the first century. Now, this is all evidence. Across the top, the days are inscribed as follows: Saturn's day, Sun's day, Moon's day, Mars' day, Mercury's day, Jupiter's day, Venus' day. And as the true Israel of Yah faded from the scene, eliminated, like they eliminated Stephen for preaching against the giving up the worship of the host of heaven, and scattered to the four corners of the earth, they became underground, and the Jews became more prominent, those that say they're Jews and are not, but are liars, and they adopted the Saturn day, the image of Moloch, and I'm going to prove it to you here just a minute, as we get further and deeper into the study. And so then, it's a good idea to examine the foundation of the day that most Sabbatarians call Sabbath, because at least one particular school does believe that a Saturday worship is linked to Saturn worship, and he proves it very convincingly. Have you ever heard of a dual counterfeit? Only the enemies of Yahweh would accept an obvious counterfeit. But for the more elect, the adversary has a not-so-obvious counterfeit. How long would you be halted between two opinions? If Yahweh be almighty, then follow him. But if Baal, Satan, the father, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word, 1 Kings 18:21, when he showed them down on Mount Carmel. Baal is the obvious fraud, but what about the Lord? Every time you read Lord or God in all capital letters in Scripture, the underlying Hebrew is Yahweh, spelled from right to left, which would be Y-H, VH or WH, depending on your sounding of the vowels, the Creator's name. Baal means Lord in Hebrew. So they have given up the host to worship the heavens, and to bring Lord Baal back into the Bible. And here he sits on the mount of the congregation in the north, exalting himself over the people to give them a counterfeit worship day, Saturn or Sunday. And this is the obvious two choices, both of them wrong. Just like the political system in America, Republican and Democrat, both of them wrong. We're not a Christian nation governed by a Christian people. We've got Christians go up there and sell out and get bought off for money. And we've turned our house into a pit of snakes and demons and given us up to worship. And even the government applauds and is pleased by Saturn Day or a Sunday, because they are the watchers, or they are the movers and shakers of Moloch, the god in the book of the Acts, chapter 7, where Stephen was preaching to him. And so then, Yahweh tells us to stop calling him my Lord. Hosea 2:16, Baal means my Lord. Now, ladies and gentlemen, How are you going to surrender yourself to a day that would keep holy? You can't accept the two counterfeit days. You got to throw them all out. Sunday is the current first day of the pagan Roman Pope calendar. And in 321 A.D., they changed it from the first day of the week, Saturday, to the seventh day of the week, and then installed Sunday worship. This is all pagan. Saturday, the current seventh day of the pagan Roman calendar. And when you say current, because these days were not always the first and the seventh day of the week, respectively. And, ladies and gentlemen, listen to this. When we pronounce the end in Wooden Day, Wednesday, but we don't for a Saturn's Day, Saturday. Now, have you ever heard of a satyr? The cloven-hoofed half-man, half-goat, the universal symbol of Satan himself, Saturn. 8163 Strong's Devil. Now, we know that Sunday is a fraud. And only the enemies of Yahweh who choose to break his day, which is a new moon count, and then work 6 days, and then keep a Sabbath, the formula according to the book of Ezekiel 46:1. Satan, can you believe this? Every Saturday of every week of every year, the Sabbatarians everywhere, in spite of themselves, worship on Saturday, a day named in behalf and in honor of Satan himself. Very cleverly, the enemy receives the worship due to Yahweh every week, all year long, by sincere people who believe that they are following Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, Saturday is named in honor of Saturn, and that is Strong's number, 8163, Satan the Devil. Now, Satan is a deceiver. Notice Satan, or Pan, which is also called the Horn God. Pan is a lusty satyr, half man, half goat, and was given into every form of lasciviousness and evil works. Kronos, the father of the gods, and a certain wicked deed was called Titan and cast down to hell. Kronos is known and no other than Satan himself, Titan or Teaton, as it is sometimes spelled in the Chaldean form of the Hebrew word Shetan or Satan, the common name for the enemy or the adversary. Now, the horned goat, the horned serpent, the father of the gods, Satan, the adversary, he claims to be in charge of time. Chronos is where we get our word chronology, the study of time. Chronos, said another way, is also Father Time. Have you heard of that in Jan, Jupiter, Wary? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of Elohim. I will also sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I, the Saturn, will be like the Most High. Isaiah chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. Now, here is the key to understanding what all I have said in the Strong's. You've got to do it. Man is not going to do it for you. They're going to deceive you. That's what the whole church, whore church of Revelation 17 is about. Give you two counterfeits, Saturday and Sunday. You jump out of the frying pan and you get in the fire. Notice the word congregation. I want you to look it up. I want you to look up. He says, I will sit upon the mount. That's Father Time of the congregation. The word congregation in Hebrew is modem. Modium. Which means appointed times. I will sit over the appointed times. I will exalt a day for myself and name it in my honor. Sater. Strong's number 8163. The god Moloch. And the Greek also confirms the Hebrew that it is Saturn, the star of your God, that Stephen was killed for, was that they were worshiping Saturn, or Saturday. And that means that Satan, changing the times and the laws of Daniel 7:25, he brought the word congregation, they translated congregation. Oh, if they would have only properly translated here. The word congregation means a collective set of time, which means moedim, which means appointed times. A mountain in Scripture is a controlling power or authoritarian presence. What Satan is proclaiming, that he will sit on the mount of the appointed times, directing people to worship him on his day and not Yahweh's day. And I told you the model. See, do it according to the pattern. Ladies and gentlemen, Satan is so deceptive that he will and would deceive the very elect. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, I can't go to that lunar calendar that you proclaim. It's just too hard. I can't work. I can't keep it. And what am I going to do? Well, I say this. If you truly, now the Bible says this, if there first be a willing mind, this is acceptable. If your heart is honest, now Yahweh knows your limitations. He knows that you're in a predicament. He knows you're being deceived. He's not going to scold you. He's going to be good to you. If you will start right now and prayerfully pray that Yahweh would lead you out of the Saturn day worship, and you Seventh-day Adventist, not all Seventh-day Adventist are really Seventh-day Adventists, they keep Saturday. There's a lot of people that worship Saturday are not Seventh-day Adventist. Adventist came from the worship of a woman prophet, Ellen White. And she's been proven wrong so many times it ain't even funny. And yet people still cling to her. They worship their prophets that advocate these satanic powers that would deceive the very elect if possible. Notice this now. The same name, Saturn, in Chaldee, is pronounced Sator. But as every Chaldean scholar knows, it consists only of four letters, thus S-T-U-R. This name contains exactly the apocalyptic number of 666. S in the equalization of the number 60. T as in the equalization of 400. U in the equalization, or the total sum, of 6, or 200, adds up to 666. And so then, the word Saturday, or the worshippers of Saturday, has took the mark of the beast, not realizing that they have it. And those who are sealed with the lunar account of Yahweh's new moons, where he laid the pattern in the heavens of Genesis chapter 1, established his covenant in the 14th verse, where he set these time tumblers, if you will, to come, and one of the most important things about the lunar application is the conjunction. Now, I ain't going to have time to dwell too long on it, but I will give you a definition of the times of the calendar in conjunction with the application of that day. Now, if you would understand the powers of Yahweh and really do your word research, listen to this. Sikuth, S-I-C-C-U-T-H. What is that word? Well, it's a word occurring in connection with the Sikuth of Amos chapter 5, verse 26. Now, I'll go back there where I started. 8163. Now, remember that. Scholars have long been puzzled to know whether in this passage that there are common nouns or proper names. Sukkoth is probably the Assyrian Sukkoth. By Mr. Schrader, KAT, page 442, in his writings of Nibu or Anu, Nibu is identified with Saturn. The Assyrian name, which was Kawin, the Septuagint and the Syrian readings give round for holding that in the Hebrew, originally stood for the Hebrew text in place of the pointing to the latter being a Masoretic distortion of the pattern of Yahweh. There you go. Abomination. Sukkoth, S-A-K-K-U-T, which is a derivative of Saturn, occur together in Rawlinson inscriptions in Western Asia, and these have probably were introduced together here with the Babylonian influence in a verse regarding that the religion of Israel in the exile regards this verse as genuine, and the Babylonian influence is potent in the wilderness where they were given up to worship strange gods, and the god of the star of Saturn, Satan. Common nouns regarded this in sense of the noun as genuine, and this is none other than the worship of the planet Saturn, which stems from the truth about Saturn Day becoming the seventh day and given up to worship the god Moloch, which means king. You worship your king, Satan, and Chin, your images, and the star of your god, which is Hebrew for Saturn. And the Greek, quoting in Acts 7:43, quotes Amos as Riphion, which is the Greek for Saturn. And again, Saturday is the only day found on the pagan seven-day planetary week. And Saturn Day was the first day, not the seventh, until we begin to have the change of Constantine in 321, when they deliberately disguised these two false days to give you a choice. Both of them wrong, and knowing that you would take the seventh day if you were an earnest worshiper, because you really want to keep the seventh day, because you don't know any better, that the seventh day is begin its origin point with the new moon and was worshipped. And all of the Hebrew scriptures and all the Jewish encyclopedias will confirm that they kept the times and the laws by the lunar, the Sabbath, the solar. Meaning that the equinox and the spring for times and seasons, Genesis 1:14, for times and seasons, these two great lights would beacon. Now again, let me give you the cause of this beacon. Well, it was for no other reason, ladies and gentlemen, but that there would be a conjunction of the measurement of the yoms. In this case, there would be an astrological conjunction of thousands of years. They can go back thousands of years with a conjunction. Or you can bring it down to the weekly. Listen to this. It's incredible. To prove that the lunar is the perfect time system orchestrated by the heavens and the synchronicity of the planets revolving to mark a certain place of time on nothing but a satellite. The moon is a satellite directly linked to the earth, placed at such an angle that is so puzzling to the astronomers of how it got there. It's not supposed to be there. Men looked out into the heavens to Saturn, the planet of the king, Satan. I will sit upon the congregation. That word, I will sit upon the appointed times, and I myself would change the appointed times to my own way, to a way that seems right, and then the unsuspecting and the gullible shall receive the mark of the beast that I told you is nothing but the star of the god Riphium, which is Greek for Saturn. And it's the only day on the pagan seven-day planetary week that has now become the seventh day to be worshipped as God's holy day. Catholic admitting that they worship the day he arose. And they say he got up on the first day of the week. That's not true. He didn't get up on the first day of the week. If you really want to know what day he got up on, why don't you read the Bible? Did you know that he got up on the 16th day of the month? Did you know that he was crucified on the 14th day at 3 o'clock? He died. And he was up before the Sabbath had ended. Meaning, before the 16th day, he'd already arisen, and that would have been one night in the grave, two nights with the 15th day, which was a high Sabbath, the Passover day, was the 14th. He was crucified at 3 o'clock. Saturday, that these people say was the seventh day, is not even in the equation. Nowhere can you read Saturday. Nowhere can you read Sunday. And the only way that you can read the first day of the week is because it followed the Sabbath of the lunar calendar. The lunar calendar said that he was crucified on the 14th day of the month. And that's a fact. On the 15th day, he rested. That's the Sabbath. 1, 8, 15, 22, and 29, and $10,000 reward for anybody can find in the Bible any other day that was worshipped outside of 8, 15, 22, or 29. $10,000. That's how deceptive Satan is, because you say, well, I know you say that, but I'm still going to go to church on Saturday. Or I just went to church today and my Sabbath ended, and now the Christians get up and they'll go in the morning. two counterfeits trying to replace, and did, I will sit upon the congregation. And that word congregation is a mistranslation. Remove it. Remove that word translation where they said, I will sit upon the mount of the congregation. Remove that word and put appointed times, moeds. The time of the yoms placed into a week or a month or a space of time. Yahweh has told you that Satan is a universal symbol of the cloven hoof, half man, half goat, which is the Saturn's day related to the star. And it's still worshipped today, ladies and gentlemen. The star of Saturn, where Satan is sitting upon the mount of the congregation. For he has said in his heart, in Isaiah 14, 13, and 14, again, I will exalt my throne above the stars, right there. The stars. And so the main star was the one that Stephen was preaching about, that in Greek, the word Rithium, which is appointed to the god Moloch, and they made an image to Moloch, even in the wilderness for 40 years, they worshipped this pagan god, Pan, which was Saturn, which is now Saturday, and the worship continues, as they've made an image to the heavens and given up to worship it and have been turned over to a reprobated mind. I will sit upon the sides of the north. I will sit upon, the word congregation is the Hebrew word moedim, which means appointed times, a mountain of Scripture. He's going to sit on a mountain and pervert Yahweh's times and laws, and Satan is proclaiming that he will take over the appointed times and rule by giving you a counterfeit choice of Saturday or Sunday. He don't care. Because when you worship those days, you are taking away Yahweh's times and laws by the appointed times. Again, the name Saturn, if you look into the Chaldean, is pronounced Satar. But in the language, it is four letters spelled, and I've seen the tablets. If you don't believe it, just go to get the books by a great prolific writer that wrote, Zachariah Sitchin, that wrote the Chronicles of the interpreted stone tablets in Mesopotamia, and here you'll find the letters Saturn as S-T-U-R, and the apocalyptic number of 666, which is the number of the beast, is S equals 60, T equals 400, U equals 6, and R equals 200, for a total of 666. And the information can be obtained, if you've got the book, Alexander Hyssop's classic, The Two Babylons. Read that 20 or 30 years ago. Right there it is. He revealed it. Zachariah Sitchin confirmed it, that Nibiru, the planet, the host of heaven, was given up to worship, was this pagan god, Moloch, or Baal, all the same thing, Pan, all the same thing, Talmuz, all the same thing, these pagan heathen gods incorporated into a worship day of Saturn, S-T-U-R. 6,400, 6 and 200 equals 666. You can find it in the book of Alexander Hyssop. I'm reading it right here the two Babylons. Boy, no wonder that didn't go over too good. No wonder. No wonder that they couldn't establish that. For the established worship was in 321 A.D. by Rome, established as the present calendar by the what we call the Julian. And then it became a changed calendar again, as I noted to you last night. It was changed again in honor of Pope Gregory, which had to tighten it up a little bit because the seasons was getting out. Passover and the spring festival was moving on up into the summer solstice. And you say, well, I don't think they've changed the calendar since God made it back here in when old Pope Gregory was standing. I said last night, being a little bit facetious, that everybody believes that Pope Gregory stood there and got the information and the pattern that Yahweh did. But I showed you last night in chapter 1 of the book of Genesis that Yahweh created in the darkness. And then a time span of the first day didn't begin until then when there was light. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been so deceived. I'm sorry, I kept Saturday. Come out of her. If you're honest, if you love Yahweh, if you want the truth, come out of her, my people. A way that seems right, but the end thereof is death. And the Bible says, from such, turn away. Are you willing to love Yahweh? Are you willing to know Him? And are you willing to turn back to the Father's calendar of the two great lights and come off the mount of the congregation of Saturn or Saturday? Come out of her, my people. That's what that meant. Come out of her, my people, that you touch not her unclean things. For there is a way that seemeth right, but the end thereof is death. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I love you tonight. And I praise Yahweh for you. And I hope and trust that Yahweh could give you the revelation, like He said in John, when He encountered the ancestors of the men that claim to be Jews and are not. He recognized them. And He brought us the revelation of John 8:44 to expose them as the imposters that later framed the Catholic Church and give us a Saturn day or a Sunday, take your choice, the two counterfeits, and we went with their choices. In verse 28 of John 8, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am He, and that I can do nothing of myself. But as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And He that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone. Where is your Father? The Father sent me. To what? Why, that's making yourself God. Where's the rocks? The same rocks, perhaps, that killed Stephen was some of the rocks that they tried to stone the Messiah to death in John 10:32. Then they picked up stones to stone him when he said, the Father is in me. I am the resurrection. I am the pattern of all things. See that you do it according into the pattern. Listen to what the Messiah said when he said that. And as he spake these words, John 8:30, many believed on him. Then said the Messiah to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then they answered him, we're Abraham's seed. Now, I've told you how that they were Abraham's seed. They got into the house of Israel as Abraham's seed through Judah, who married the Canaanite. These were the offspring from that relationship. But listen to what Yahweh said. 34. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever commits sin is a servant of sin. Now, why did they think that he was accusing them of fornication, adulterated blood? Because my word has no place in you. He knew that they weren't righteous, that they were cross mansers. Then said the Jews, we were never in bondage. Surely they must have forgotten that they were in Egypt, reckon? Actually, they spoke the truth. Only Jacob's descendants went into captivity. And also note that the Messiah admitted that they were descendants of Abraham, verse 37. He said, I speak that which I have seen with my father, and you do those things which you have seen with your father. Who was that father? The same one that said that he would exalt his authority over the right of the day to worship and bring in the counterfeit ways or days, if you will, spaces of time that he organized and said, oh, don't y'all worry about this calendar now. We got it all together now. Pope Gregory's got it online. And verse 41. You do the deeds of your father. And then they said, we're not born of fornication. We're not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. They did have God for their father. Here's what he said. 42. If God, Yahweh, was your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from him. Neither came I myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you cannot hear my word. You are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. And when he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. Ladies and gentlemen, these are of the synagogue of Satan. These are those that would tell you to worship on Saturday. You know why? Because they want you to serve the God that sets upon the appointed times and changed the laws and worships Satan as Saturn Day. Yahweh bless you. Yahweh give you understanding. Yahweh help you in your understanding to the great I Am. Well, my time is coming down, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sponsored today by Brother Mark and Sister Audrey, faithful men and women that have hazarded their lives and put everything they've got on the line for that man from Galilee. Yahweh, who gave us the correct Sabbath, who gave us the worship system, and Satan's trying to come in with a new world order. Ladies and gentlemen, ain't nothing new. Everything that's coming, as Satan drags up and dredges up from the pits of hell, we already know about it. If you're Yahweh, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Sponsored tonight by Brother Mark and Sister Audrey, and I thank Yahweh for it. Ladies and gentlemen, you can write me tonight, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box, 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. I'm live I think our internet's down tonight, but if you're listening to me by shortwave, you can call me, area code 423-626-2172. If you'd like to request this six-part series, which just ended tonight, request the seal of the Sabbath, and I'll make sure I get it to you. I love you. I'll see you Monday night around the world at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time with a brand new series. This is Pastor Buddy saying, I love you, and keep the Sabbath holy.
Will you tell us we've got freedom? And you say that we've got peace. But that's what you want us to be on. Do you image of the beast? Don't you know that it's time to wake up? Hey, America, aren't you feeling hot? If the way things are going, then aren't you ready to show the way you feel? Of your eyes. Are you gonna just watch this nation die?